Welcome to the TikTok Radio Shop. We are now calling Joey Piacentini, who's actually been a guest on the show several times.
We have.
Jambo Land.
Yes.
Tremendous. I don't know if this is the ringing. Hi, Joey?
No, that's the ringing.
Hello.
Joey!
Hello?
Joey?
Well.
That was Joey Piacentini.
That was
our official Sasquatch representative.
Sasquatch correspondent.
So he was at Sasquatch.
He's right now.
And let us not be confused. That was his musical ringtone. We weren't actually hearing the National or Beirut.
Those of you who don't know, Sasquatch Festival is a music festival happening at George Washington at the Gorge right now. Hello, Joey, are you there? Oh, wait, let's get him on speaker.
I am here.
Joey.
Hey.
Joey, who are you watching right now?
Dave.
Joey?
Dave Reichle.
Joey Piacentini. Please.
Dave, I hope you're here.
Joey, just talk about the show.
Did he hang
that
up again?
That worked remarkably well.
That was Joey Piacentini there with live coverage. Evidently, the show was going so well.
Phenomenal.
So
the music is great. It's loud, apparently.
It is loud, yeah.
Little Birdie told me he's had a few drinks already today. A couple.
He gave it his best.
A couple Chardonnays.
Yeah, he did. He really tried to.
And
he
we
tried.
Really
Hello, Dave.
How
Hang
Sasquatch
up.
Is going. I feel great about it.
Yeah, the energy just was oozing through.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get there myself. Dave and I are going tomorrow to Sasquatch Festival. We just wanted to feel out how it was going to be, and right now.
I'm feeling good about it.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I can't wait
to
get there.
I can't wait to drink too much.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that what we're doing?
Well, I don't really drink anything at all. But drinking too much is just kind of... This is what I told people at work. I'm like, yeah, well, what are you
He's
doing this weekend?
Do we answer? I don't know how to put the speakerphone on. So.
Forget it, Joey. We did, yeah, that was good enough. I was telling people, like, I'm going up to Sasquatch this weekend. I don't plan on remembering much. You know, kind of plan it up.
That
like.
Whole bit.
I've had like one mixed drink in the past, you know, 3 months of my life.
That was this morning, actually.
Yeah, you did. You had a margarita this morning for breakfast.
And we are back now. Boy, that was a great intro.
It was fine.
Solid.
Yeah. Aaron, I gotta ask, if you don't mind, you seem upset and off kilter. How's therapy going? And Lindsay, you're in on this too. Feel free to contribute.
Yeah.
This isn't
please
do.
Me well, I mean,
well, you're not
you
in
know,
therapy.
I appreciate you asking. I am upset. Therapy isn't going well exactly, but that's not really what's bothering me right now.
What's your deal?
I'm pretty embarrassed to be honest with you, Dave. I mean, we've been really good friends for a long time, but it's just.
I mean, this is the show. We're all friends here, right? This is TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a good friend. You're a good
it's family.
Family.
It's family.
Yeah.
You're all like brothers and sisters, but I just can't believe that you. I mean, I can't believe you won Powerball.
Yeah, I was a little. Shocked about that one myself. I didn't see that coming. I mean, it's the first time I've won the lottery.
Yeah. It's the first time for everything.
There is.
Well, it's unbelievable.
But, you know, don't be a how do you say that word? Douche?
Douche.
Douche?
Yeah.
Well, don't be one. Because you don't want to be that. Maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe that's the thing.
Well.
But, you know, with the money now, I mean, look at what we can do with TikTok. We've got special effects and that.
True. I mean, but the thing is, you know, I could really use some of that money.
Aaron, if you need to borrow a couple dollars, you know, let me know. I mean, we're close-ish friend, you know, slash acquaintances. I know who you are.
I thought we were, like, best friends.
No, yeah. Yeah, we are-esque.
Well, what?
Sort of. Yeah. You know, I mean, Do you need some money to pay off your car?
Are you being serious? You mean you'd throw down some food to help pay off the Chrysler?
Yeah, I'd love to. How much are we talking about here?
Like 9 G's.
$9,000?
Oh, come on, man. You just won $63,456,449 and some cents.
Aaron, hello. You understand the government is going to take, like, you know, some of that out? You ever heard of taxes? We are back.
Right. Well, as I was saying, I mean, and that's how I met Carrie.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I took her out once. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah. The
tried to hold her hand in the theater.
Meet Joe Black. And she awkward. Did. She held your hand throughout the entire film.
Yeah, but it was clammy. She was uncomfortable.
Well, you did go out with her on a date, but I did end up dumping her 3 times.
Well, that's true.
One of those times being while she was on a missions trip in China. Sorry again for that one, Carrie, if you're listening.
Linda is signaling that we have a caller coming in on the show.
You're okay. Shitting me.
I promise you.
Is the caller calling in?
Well, hello, caller. Are you there? Yeah, we can't believe we're talking to you either. How'd you get our number, by the way, if you don't mind me asking? No, I'm just kidding. So, what you got for us?
Well, I'm a little bit embarrassed to talk about this.
Well, first of all, don't feel embarrassed. You can talk to Dave and I about anything.
Anything.
And by the way, what's your name, caller?
Cyan,
that's an amazing name. You sound so sweet and innocent.
Thank you.
Hey, so Cyan, what would you like to talk about?
Recently I just moved out with my two best girlfriends.
Go on.
Okay, so we've been like best friends since middle school. We met in youth group.
You guys met in youth group?
God, yeah. Wow.
Well, don't be embarrassed. Go ahead. Keep.
I'm just so embarrassed. I'm sorry.
It's okay, Cyan.
Just tell us
friends.
What you need to tell us.
Okay, well, we're kind of poor. And we have to, like, share this queen size bed. And, well, lately, you know, we've just been experimenting with.
Hello?
Hello, Cyan. Cyan.
Linda, can you get back her? Can you get back her? Can you do what you can? What? That's... Welcome back to the TikTok Radio Shop. We have today Valerie Lopez.
You can say hi if you'd like.
Hi.
There you see, we really do have someone.
Hold on to things I said I
walk right by me. But I'll never beat you up, yes, obviously. Would you hold on to me if I cried? Would you tell me there's no other girl in the whole?
I love the harmonica.
Thank you. So I should play another one?
Please.
Okay. This one's called Just PB&J Thank You. And I wrote this while I lived in Italy for a year. And it was, I love Italy. I can't wait to go back. Has anybody ever been there?
Never.
I have. I love it.
Isn't it awesome?
I can't believe you lived there.
It was amazing. I miss speaking Italian.
What part of Italy did you live in?
I lived in Florence, Italy. I studied abroad with my college. Yeah. And I lived on the fifth floor, and we could go on our rooftop and look over the whole city. And
that's unbelievable.
It was beautiful. But this is kind of my goodbye song to Italy. Down the
Can I just say, like, so far what I've heard, your music makes me so glad to be alive. Like, it really does. Like, it's just great, and, like, your playing, your rhythm style is really unique. I like it a lot. You get a lot of different sounds out of, what? You got something you want to add over there, pal?
No.
All right, keep it to yourself. So what, this is the time, this is the part of the show where we ask you a couple questions. I don't know if you said earlier, but what were you doing in Italy? You were on an exchange?
They have study abroad programs for colleges, and I went over there to study drawing and painting, which I'd never painted before, but, for about... We get there a little early before the Italian year, the school year starts at the art school, and I had about 6 weeks to learn how to paint, kind of. I knew color theory and drawing, so I caught on pretty quickly, but I made it into the Italian school, which was really a unique experience because the teachers there aren't like, it's not like the school system in America. Basically, if I wanted to ever see my teacher, I had to go in there and get his attention and talk to him. He wouldn't, like, seek you out or anything.
Really?
It was different. It was a lot different.
How long ago was that?
That was a couple years ago.
And how long have you been writing and playing music?
About 6 years. I started... My roommate had a guitar and she was playing every day, and I was like, I have to learn how to play guitar. I can't just, like, sit around and watch you anymore. So I asked her to teach me my first few chords, and then I learned the rest on my own, and I've had people show me a couple things here and there.
Do you remember the first song that you ever wrote?
Yes, and I never ever play it for anybody.
Can you at least say what it's called?
No.
You can't?
I can't.
Can you make up a name?
No.
Damn it.
I wrote it 3 weeks after I started playing, so I never
said. So it wasn't your finest work?
Oh, my goodness.
We will never know.
I don't know. Maybe it was.
It could have been.
I don't think so.
So you have, I know you played a show up here in Portland a few days ago in Alberta, is that correct? Or no?
That's
a negative on that one.
That was canceled.
do you play regularly?
I play often in Portland. This is where I mostly play it. My regular spots, actually I only have one regular spot now because this other spot I don't like at all. But I go to Camellia Lounge once a month now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Once a month on what day?
It's awesome. Fridays usually.
Friday nights?
Like this Friday, I'm playing
coming up?
May 30th, yes.
Okay, May 30th.
At birthday.
8:30 p.m. Oh,
where's
happy
the
birthday,
where's
Grandma.
Where's the Grandma Irma? Where's the Camellia Lounge?
Camellia Lounge? It's in the Pearl District. I think it's on 11th, but I'm not sure.
Oh, that's
sure.
No, you were talking about the West End Theater.
Oh, I'm going to the West End Theater for
yes,
my friend
yes.
who's in a play, Robin Hood. And he's
Robin
a
Hood. That also in the Pearl on 12th and... some
something.
Pearl Street.
But Camellia... something.
Yeah, I was going to ask about it.
Oh, right.
At the Hopland Theater.
Should I talk into the microphone?
You
doesn't
can.
Matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
It sounds good either way.
I'll just talk about
this. Do you want to talk about that? Because you...
Right. Well, I mean, when she was saying that she played locally...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I play at the Balcony Bar sometimes.
Yeah, the Balcony Bar, which is about 2 doors down from here. It's the little bar in the Hopland Theater. And my friends were playing in the main stage in the Hopland Theater. My sister and I went to get drinks and stumbled across this little lady
literally.
Playing the banjo. And I'm not sitting close enough to the microphone. Is that better?
Yes.
Come on over. Get a jump.
Dave's lap.
Let's not jump to
do that. Here, right here.
Yeah, that's good.
Right, she's playing the banjo. I'm a sucker for the banjo. And I thought she was really good, so she gave me her CD, and we've been in contact ever since, and so that's why she's on the show.
That sounds about right.
That does. It does. That sounds, even
you
me
have
having
a
not
CD?
Been there, it sounds right to me.
I do.
And is there any way other folks can get a hold of this CD?
Yes, they can. They can buy my EPs on my MySpace, which you have to be careful, because you have to spell my name like this. It's easy. Does you guys know the Mickey Mouse song?
M-I-C-K-E-1?
It's an easy way to yes, that song. It's an easy way to remember my name because it's spelled differently. It's VALERILOPEZ.
VALERILOPEZ.
Let's try it one more time. It's I.
VALERILOPEZ. I know. So it's
VALERILOPEZ.
Was that barking dog?
That was Donald.
Yeah.
Would you like to?
I would love. I'm gonna play you guys an unreleased song.
Oh, this is TikTok radio.
This is unreleased. This is an exclusive.
Get your guitar,
think it's time for a new sound maker.
I love the xylophone.
I do too.
We just haven't mastered it yet.
No, we haven't mastered this toy xylophone. I'm sure we were. So I want to tell a little story, if I can. I dated this girl for a while. Laura. I think I told you about her.
Yeah, I remember Laura.
Didn't work out so well. She's awesome. She's a great girl. Don't get me wrong. But she had this thing that she did where she liked to have sex with other guys.
Yeah, that can get me. In the way of
things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, an awesome girl. But that it's just for me. That's a hard, like, relationally. That's tough to get past. And she said, like, with me, she said, you know, I really like you, Dave, and I really want to do this right. And I think you actually, like, you had talked to her one time. She said she wanted to stay pure for me,
after
which is cool.
She had sex with
me. Yeah, but you know, but at the same, but then like she's just got, you know, laid like the night before, and then she goes.
Well,
out
you have to start getting pure some.
I guess you do have to start. You do have to start somewhere. It did get to me a little bit, and it was just the final straw was the other day. So I called her up, and I got her voicemail, and so I took the opportunity, and I basically, in my own way, kind of unleashed.
You let her have it a little bit?
I let her have it, yeah. I unleashed the demons.
You know?
I let the dogs out, if you will, on her ass.
There you go.
Well, actually, she never gave me the opportunity, but you know what I mean. So I said, I call her up, voicemail, and sweetie, because I said I wanted to come across approachable.
Well,
nice,
honey
kind.
Attracts more flies than vinegar or
something. Right,
right,
except I said sweetie, not honey.
There,
but
true.
Same idea, yeah. So I'm not a tyrant, you know. So I said, sweetie, you are nothing but a horrible person. That's what I said.
Because,
I wanted her to, you know, think, he's calling me a whore. But, oh, no, he's not. You know, like, it's, I'm just trying to, I'm toying with her mind. But, I want to be decent at the same time. So I said, you know, you are a horrible person. And the way that you slept with all those guys. And the whole thing with the bracelet.
The bracelet?
The bracelet. I told you about the bracelet. Let me tell you a little bit about the bracelet, okay? She did this thing where I had purchased for her at Buffalo Exchange downtown. This pretty
nothing but little, second rate.
Nothing but it. This pretty blue little sparkly bracelet, and she loved it. Saw it, had to have it. I, you know, we'd been hanging out, and I liked her, and I bought it for her. And a few days later, it broke. It was cheaply
legit.
It was a shame, but you know, it was no big deal. It was just the little chains holding the pieces together. Came unclipped, and we'd put them back together, and it kept breaking, so I finally grab it, I take it home, and my plan is to fix it and bring it back to her. Took it home, put it in my desk drawer, forgot about it for probably a good 2 months, and we had our 6-month anniversary was coming up, and so I came across the bracelet, and I thought, we've got a 6-month anniversary. I was taking her to Dimitri's. I spent several hours...
The Greek restaurant.
Downtown.
Nice.
Dimitri is no longer there. That's true. But the food, if you want good Greek, Dimitri's on Burnside is fantastic. And so I was taking her down to Dimitri's, and I had fixed this little bracelet and made it so that it was be a little fit a little bit better, and I saw to it that it wasn't going to break anymore. And on the way down to Dimitri's, I said, you know, sweetie, again, still, you know.
Yeah.
I said, sweetie, hold out your hand, close your eyes. She does so, put the bracelet in her hand, and she opens her eyes and looks at it at tears. I mean, blown away. We were in love. It was amazing. She couldn't believe it. So she now had the bracelet, and it was this big deal. What is going on there? I'm making this story too long. Bottom line is... about a week ago, she had, I mean, it was my phone. Who called? Out of curiosity. Was it a girl?
It just said, take call. It didn't leave a name of
anyone.
Let's
see what we got here. See if it's anything. Ooh, interestingly enough.
Was it Laura?
It wasn't. It was the girl that did sent me the text messages. What?
Oh, really?
Yeah. With the... Wait, and now she listens to the show and she's gonna know.
Shit.
Anyway, it's a different girl, different topless picture sent to me via text. Different school. She's, I don't even recognize that number. Does that, it didn't look familiar.
No.
I'm really nervous.
But
I'm taking this out, just so you know.
What?
Nothing, go ahead.
You're what?
I want to hear the rest of the story about Laura.
Yeah. Slesinger. So we were having a conversation about using like symbols to speak with each other and signs and like human like nonverbal communication, and she mentioned, oh, like for instance what I did with the bracelet. And I'm all, what did you do with the bracelet? And she says, okay, you know Sean, you know
Sean, the guy
I told you about, he's like super literate,
yeah,
runs a non-profit, math genius, philosopher, writer, poet, musician, everything.
Yeah, he's
awesome. He's everything one. I'll never be.
You can write.
Yeah, but he writes really well. So she mentioned how she'd stayed the night at his house, and in the morning when she was getting dressed, she left the bracelet on his nightstand.
On accident?
No, on purpose, so that he would see the bracelet and remember her. That actually happened, and that to me was the last straw. So I called her up, and I left her a message, and I said, you and I, we're not going to talk anymore. It's done. It's over. That was it. The men, the bracelet, the whole thing. I'm done. I have self-respect. There's no hard feelings. I just can't go on like that. So she actually left me a message, and I would enjoy playing the message if I can. If we've got time. So let's see, I'm going to pull it up here.
Advances in technology.
Right. This actually isn't a special effect. This is just me checking my... Come on, baby. Get up here.
Please enter your password.
And...
But it, like, beeps it out, so we don't know.
You have two new voice messages.
We're not going to listen to the second one, but we'll listen to this one. Saturday, this is her.
4:15 p.m. Hey, listen to me, you pathetic little freak. I hate you, and I always have. The only reason I was even with you in the first place... It's because I have a thing for your roommate, Chris. You know what, you can't even keep your room clean. I mean, you're an adult, for God's sake. Anyway, most people your age are. So why don't you go straight out and die there for all I fucking care. But if you're sick and fucked up enough for some reason to be playing this on your little stupid radio show, then let me tell everyone this. David Reichley has bad breath, BO, and I think that he might be in love with his goddamn mother. Trust me, it's really weird. He's arrogant, and he really has no reason to be. He lies, he's weak, and he has a stupidly small penis.
Oh. That's not true.
I am not arrogant.
She went way overboard.
Oh. So we're gonna be going to the phones here pretty soon, aren't we, Aaron? Is that what's going on?
I think we want to get some advice maybe from the viewers. You're kind of in a predicament here. Just see what some viewers, listeners, might have to say. The viewers are actually in the room with us right now.
Right.
But the listeners on the World Wide Web. Satellite radio.
Yeah, there are listeners on the World Wide Web.
There are. I think we had 60.
I believe we're gonna go to the phones right now. If the audience, the live assembled audience, can somehow maintain their laughter.
Composure.
Yeah, if you can maintain their...
But this just shows, I mean, this is the kind of stuff we go through
this is
in our lives.
Edge humor.
You know? It's not humor, it's true.
It is, it's not humor, it's true, it's sad, it's tragic. Even.
It is.
It's actually...
It breaks, my heart's breaking for you.
I feel like I've lost part of my soul.
You have. Are we going to the phones then?
I think
so.
Do we have a caller? Gary, Plainsfield, Indiana, are you there?
Hey there.
Hey, Gary, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well here.
Well, that's good.
What's that?
Well, what are you?
No, let him talk.
Yeah.
Hey, Hey guys, I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
Nice.
They say right?
Yeah. It's
love your show, fellas.
Thanks, Gary.
Been telling all my buddies about you.
Thank you.
I'm a long haul trucker.
Truckers generally really respond well to us.
Where are you about? Where are you at, Gary?
I don't know, but I drive a big rig, they call it.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of the word big rig. They do call them that.
Yeah, I'm actually calling from the road right now.
Okay, where on the road are you, Gary?
Now it skirts of Denver.
Gary, you haven't been drinking at all, have you?
A lot of truckers do meth, though.
Right, well, that's true. It helps them get the...
So,
What kind of load are you pulling there, Gary?
I'm pulling some Bukes.
Bukes? What's a Buke?
Yeah,
Bukes,
you know.
Bukes? You mean cars?
Yeah, Bukes, Skylarks, and Sabres.
Buicks.
Anywho, boys, to answer the question about what Dave should do...
Did we ask that question?
I think he should leave that girl alone.
He should leave Laura alone?
Yeah, I believe neither David or the girl don't need any of this energy in their lives. She left an angry message on his phone, so what? You shouldn't be bringing this personal stuff onto the show, right?
Gary, you're got a point.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's
right.
Appreciate that. All right, Gary. Well, you got anything else there you want to add?
If you're in love with your mom, you know, that's all right. You know, fuck it. love is love, man. You know, smoke them if you got them, right?
Hey, well.
Yeah.
Thank you, Gary. That was some very insightful wisdom from Gary the truck driver.
Yeah. Lay off the
nose candy.
Yeah.
But good guy,
well,
though, Gary.
Yeah, Gary, thank you very much. Call back anytime. We're going to, he's a good guy. I appreciate
that. He had some good wisdom
How are these people getting our... I didn't even know we had...
We do. It's just it's unlisted to us.
Really?
Yeah.
So, but other people can get the listing.
Yeah.
Well, that's convenient for them, I guess. I guess...
Well, so, do you know what you're going to do?
I think I don't know. I am going to call her...
You're
going
to call Laura right now?
I am going to call her right now. If I possibly can. If she answers, I'm going to freak out.
I hope she does. That'd be good for radio, though.
I've got so much that I want to say to this girl. Come on, pick up the phone. Let me talk to you face to face. This is not funny. This is real. I shouldn't even be doing this on the show, to be honest with you. This is
it doesn't
me.
You girls.
This is very unprofessional. Linda, stop recording this. This is not.
Hi, this is Laura. I'm busy at the moment, so I can't get my phone. But leave me a message, and I'll get back to you.
She's probably doing it with someone.
Probably.
Bye. Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric name, press 5. When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Hey, Laura. This is Dave. You are a jerk.
That was hardcore.
Well, I want her to know. I'm not messing around.
Dug
when
deep
I,
with that one.
Yeah, I want... This is serious, and you can't be jacking with someone's feelings and emotions and heart. This is my heart, and God help me, I'll call her a jerk,
That's
every day.
Those are fighting words.
Well, yeah. She is one too. I called her a jerk and a butt.
The B word, maybe.
I don't know what the B word is. Anyway, a what?
A bison.
She's a bicyclist.
She's the bicentennial.
She's a man.
All right. Well, that was good. But real quick though, Dave. I mean, obviously this is a radio show. And this is material.
No,
so,
this is real.
But I mean, you wrote this bit, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, essentially.
Well, I mean, it's just that. I mean, that part about being in love with your mom.
Oh yeah, I made that up. Yeah.
You made it up.
Oh.
something neat, like growing old with somebody. Who doesn't want to grow old with somebody? Well, not everybody does, but I do. And I want to hold somebody's wrinkled hand someday. So this song's called I'll Hold Your Wrinkled Hand. This song is going to be featured in an indie film coming out this summer. I'm going to the screening on June 20th, so I'm excited because I'll see the film before it's polished and made perfect or whatever. And Basically, in the movie, this main character girl is going to be singing and writing my song like it's hers, so that'll be really weird because I'll be watching this girl sing and perform my song. But throughout the movie, she kind of gets the chords together and then kind of the thoughts of the song, and then she puts it together in this one scene in her bedroom, right, like the day before she's going to reveal to whoever she loves that she loves him or whatever. I don't know. But it's in a movie, and it's called All Ages Night.
That's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is called All Ages Night, and it should be out, I think, in July. I'm pretty sure, but we'll see. They're just waiting. I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something, and it's not out yet. But almost, this summer. So the song's called Stay.
Valerie, TikTok Radio Shop is a proud and happy production of Kumbionics International, and everything you've just listened to has been made up and grossly exaggerated, except for Valerie Lopez. She is real.
E-R-I-L-O-P-E.